When was the last time you were reprimanded for something silly at work? Sweet Dana rolls in and said, I got called into the boss's office for braiding a man's hair. We work in a dental lab, not a salon. She said it was during COVID, so we were supposed to be 6 feet apart from each other. So that was probably part of it, too. So,
OMG.
Braiding a man's hair. Like, nope. Can't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Tyler changed my Zoom background to a live video of me sitting in the same room, just slightly off center.
Oh, that would be so annoying.
My boss said it was unsettling and unnecessary.
Yeah. These are like the little reprimands that you get for doing something stupid at work or
exactly.
Silly at work. Right, right.
Jasmine, I kept answering the office phone like I was in a spy movie.
Oh.
This line is compromised. Apparently, clients don't like that.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So just random calls, you'd be like, hello, thank you for calling DJX. This line is compromised.
What?
Weird little tangent here. I was working at a different radio station, and we have like the request line that you all know, 502-795-1997, but there's another line that rings in that's like direct, that like bosses, if they need if they need to get in touch with us immediately, they can. So I was working at this other radio station, and the hotline rings, and so usually we've done something wrong or whatever, and answer it, and it was immediately someone was like, Ben. I was like, yes. Like, I didn't know who it was. It's like, Ben, yes, this is Jim. Are we on a secure line? I was like, are we on a secure line? I'm like, you called me, buddy. I don't even know who you are.
Jim?
I know. Yeah. And long story short, he was trying to call to offer me another job. So he called the job that this, I guess I had applied to this other radio station.
That's hilarious.
But he called and he knew the hotline number. And so he called me while I was on the air to offer me another job.
No,
I didn't. No, but yeah, I was working at a different radio station. But yeah, he was like, is this a secure line? Meaning basically like, is anyone else around that can hear me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because this could get you in trouble.
Right. Exactly. So anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. Eric said, I put googly eyes on everything in the break room fridge. My manager said it crossed a professional boundary. That's fine.
Milk, yogurt, someone's leftover lasagna all head
high. That's kind of funny. These are the small little things that you've done to get a reprimand.
Oh, Lindsay, I accidentally started a slow clap in a meeting after someone finished a basic update.
Accidentally.
No one joined. I gotta don't do that again email. But nobody joined in.
Yeah,
that is not as impactful.
Lindsay, you just needed Kelly and I in that
meeting
with you.
Exactly. We would have been your ride or dies.
We would have.
Marcus, I set my out-of-office reply to gone fishing emotionally. IT maybe change it within the hour.
They're like, be serious. Oh, shoot. All right, fine.
Alyssa, I brought a tiny desk fan and gave it a name.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I talked to it during stressful moments.
Izzy, you know, she had an emotional support fan, she said.
Are you serious?
She was filling in the afternoon. She'd bring it in. She was like, this is my emotional support fan.
Apparently, bonding with appliances is distracting to the team, is what they said.
Well, it worked for her.
I did not know a fan could fill that role for some people.
Yeah, she was like, I was just getting so nervous and sweaty. It was my emotional support fan.
Oh, well, keep the sweat away.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A couple more.
Derek, I kept narrating my tasks like a nature documentary. Watch as he bravely opens Excel. Boss said I was not the Discovery Channel.
Oh, my gosh.
But I could be, is what I would say.
Casey texted us and said, literally yesterday, I got the remove the quote on your signature line for emails. Appreciate the intensity, but it's inappropriate.
What did it say?
There comes a time for normal men to raise the black flag and begin. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
I'm not going to continue that.
Okay.
That you know what?
Maybe.
Casey, I would have said the same thing
maybe
to you.
Maybe.
I would have said the same thing to you.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a bit like anarchy-ish.
Right.
Yeah. So several more, but yeah, a couple more. Ryan, I labeled the office printer Karen and kept loudly apologizing to it when it jammed.
Oh, dang it.
Got told to stop antagonizing the equipment. But you named it Karen? Come on now.
Cody texted in, I got in trouble about a half an hour ago for installing a goat screaming USB into one of the training room TVs.
Oh, that's funny.
It took 4 weeks to find it, and ultimately they had to pull security camera footage to figure out who put it there.
Oh, that's funny.
Cody.
That's funny. One more. Hillary, I got in trouble for forwarding all robocalls to a coworker's line who had made me mad. One moment. Let me transfer you to Ashley.
Wow.
That's good. All right. Those are fun. 502-795-1997. We may come back to it a little later, but that's those little things that you do at work to get you in trouble. Maybe it's not meowing when you're a pilot.
Yeah.
But anyways.